WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
The Ravens signed an accomplished African-American quarterback who has been out of football for an extended period to join their roster last week. But if you thought that signal caller's name was Colin Kaepernick, you don't pass go and you don't collect $200. Instead of bringing in Kaepernick, the man who led the San Francisco 49ers to within a whisper of beating the Ravens in Super Bowl 47, the Baltimore Brain Trust instead signed Robert Griffin III. Griffin is a former Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor and had a terrific rookie season in Washington in 2012, leading the team to the division championship and a playoff berth. From there, however, things went south for Griffin, who played poorly in 2014 and was benched and sat the entire 2015 season as a backup. Griffin landed in Cleveland in 2016, and let's just say things did not go so well. In fact, things went so badly that he set out the entire 2017 season. That may sound familiar, as Kaepernick has had some career setbacks and sat out last year. But as we all know, Kaepernick was out of football in 2017 for reasons beyond his control. And it's looking increasingly likely that 2018 won't be much different. This year's college draft is said to be rich in quality young quarterbacks, with as many as six of them possibly being selected in the first round. That means that there will be six fewer teams looking for a quarterback this summer and fall. That alone would make Kaepernick's quest to get back into football challenging. But when you add what should be crystal clear to all, that Colin Kaepernick is being kept from renewing his football career for ideological, not athletic reasons, then it becomes increasingly likely that he may never play in the NFL again. Just last week, Ravens general manager Ozzie Newsome and coach John Harbaugh were deposed as part of Kaepernick's grievance against the NFL, alleging that owners colluded to keep him out. It appeared for a time that Kaepernick's calls for police reform and for heightened commitment to social justice issues were going to place NFL owners between the rock of Donald Trump's pronouncements against protesting players and the hard place of the players' desires to have their concerns addressed. But a picture has emerged from last season that Commissioner Smile and Roger Goodell and a coterie of owners have effectively quashed legitimate dissent by buying silence or by making people like Kaepernick go away. Eric Reed, a Pro Bowl safety and former Kaepernick teammate in San Francisco, knelt before the national anthem for two seasons and has been unable to find a new team in this offseason. The situation became so glaring that former Ravens wide receiver Torrey Smith, who played with Reed with the 49ers, suggested in a pair of tweets last week that Reed is being kept off rosters because of his political stances, despite his promise to discontinue kneeling. Ravens fans will undoubtedly root for Robert Griffin III to succeed while he wears the purple and black. But they ought to wonder if Colin Kaepernick would have done better in those colors, and if he should have gotten the chance. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter @sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games. The Ravens signed an accomplished African-American quarterback who has been out of football for an extended period to join their roster last week. But if you thought that signal caller's name was Colin Kaepernick, you don't pass go and you don't collect $200. Instead of bringing in Kaepernick, the man who led the San Francisco 49ers to within a whisper of beating the Ravens in Super Bowl 47, the Baltimore Brain Trust instead signed Robert Griffin III. Griffin is a former Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor and had a terrific rookie season in Washington in 2012, leading the team to the division championship and a playoff berth. From there, however, things went south for Griffin, who played poorly in 2014 and was benched and sat the entire 2015 season as a backup. Griffin landed in Cleveland in 2016, and let's just say things did not go so well. In fact, things went so badly that he sat out the entire 2017 season. That may sound familiar, as Kaepernick has had some career setbacks and sat out last year. But as we all know, Kaepernick was out of football in 2017 for reasons beyond his control. And it's looking increasingly likely that 2018 won't be much different. This year's college draft is said to be rich in quality young quarterbacks, with as many as six of them possibly being selected in the first round. That means that there will be six fewer teams looking for a quarterback this summer and fall. That alone would make Kaepernick's quest to get back into football challenging. But when you add what should be crystal clear to all, that Colin Kaepernick is being kept from renewing his football career for ideological, not athletic reasons, then it becomes increasingly likely that he may never play in the NFL again. Just last week, Ravens general manager Ozzie Newsome and coach John Harbaugh were deposed as part of Kaepernick's grievance against the NFL, alleging that owners colluded to keep him out. It appeared for a time that Kaepernick's calls for police reform and for heightened commitment to social justice issues were going to place NFL owners between the rock of Donald Trump's pronouncements against protesting players and the hard place of the players' desires to have their concerns addressed. But a picture has emerged from last season that Commissioner Smilin' Roger Goodell and a coterie of owners have effectively quashed legitimate dissent by buying silence or by making people like Kaepernick go away. Eric Reed, a Pro Bowl safety and former Kaepernick teammate in San Francisco, knelt before the national anthem for two seasons and has been unable to find a new team in this offseason. The situation became so glaring that former Ravens wide receiver Torrey Smith, who played with Reed with the 49ers, suggested in a pair of tweets last week that Reed is being kept off rosters because of his political stances, despite his promise to discontinue kneeling. Ravens fans will undoubtedly root for Robert Griffin III to succeed while he wears the purple and black. But they ought to wonder if Colin Kaepernick would have done better in those colors, and if he should have gotten the chance. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.